This is University Forum. I'm Jean Moore, bringing you conversations with outstanding personalities on issues of interest to local, state, and international communities. And today we do indeed have a wonderful program around the table. There are in this room more than we've ever had before. There are seven people on the different microphones going to be talking today, and we're going to be having a wonderful discussion about a very exciting program. And it's really called the Jubilee Program. I'm going to ask Ms. Simone to first say something about what the Jubilee Program is, just to remind us of what Mr. Franklin, Oliver Franklin, said around this table a few weeks ago. Could you say something, Ms. Simone? Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. My name is Simone Jeffers, and I'm from International House in Philadelphia. And the Jubilee Club is a club for high school students in Philadelphia, one which we hope will give them an international understanding of the world around them, giving them a knowledge of the world outside of their communities in Philadelphia. The Jubilee Club was started by Oliver Franklin, who is the president and CEO of International House, giving high school students the opportunity which he had as a young boy to go to different countries in the world. And he started this program back in 2002 to help students from Simon Gratz High School, where it was first started, to see the world around them. And then we expanded the program to Parkway High School in 2005. The program encompasses different aspects of the cultural community in Philadelphia, where our students, they go and have cultural immersion in the city. They visit museums, they go to performances, they have social interaction with people around the community, giving them an opportunity to, you know, not be, get out of their comfort zones and be a little more knowledgeable of what happens in the world around them.
Well, I thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know we have around the table two teachers and four students, and they're all going to talk about what this has meant, the experiences that you've just described. I want to at least introduce the teachers first, and then it's going to be all yours to a large extent, students. First, may I have our teacher, Ms. King Davis, say just a word or two of what this has meant at your school, because you're with Parkway Northwest High, right?
Yes, my name is Rachel King Davis, and originally I was the lead teacher with this program when it started at Simon Gratz High School. One of the things that happened is that Oliver Franklin brought this program to Simon Gratz, but he didn't have an educational component. And I was lucky enough to be the person to sit down with him and to help figure out the educational component to make this program work. So students not only got this wonderful experience, but they also learned things that they needed to make it in the academic world. One of the pieces of this program is the fact that it does change young people. It allows young students from an urban area to be able to move from one space to another and to be able to learn how to navigate in the world a little bit better, not just in their neighborhood, but in outside areas. We try very hard to teach them the skills that they need in order for them to be successful, and it's been quite successful. The students from Simon Gratz and from Parkway are expected to go on, and they have been able to go on. They have gone to higher education. Some of them have gone into the military. So we know that it has been successful.
Do they get credit for this?
Yes, the students usually receive some type of service learning credit or extracurricular credit within their school. And one of the expectations for the program is when they return back to their schools, they're expected to become leaders in the school to help the school go on to a different level.
Okay. Well, now, Mr. Peterson, what's it been like over there at Simon Gratz with you and the students, since Ms. King Davis now is in a different position? She's not over there, so you must have taken on a whole different role at the school.
Yeah, well, I was excited to see her go to Parkway so I could step in and take over. It was an experience that I followed as she did a wonderful job over there, and I watched how great an impact Jubilee was having on the students that went to London. And so it was exciting to be able to fill that role. And I grew up in a small town in Oregon, a little town called McMinnville. It's a mill town. And the thing that really changed me was taking a trip to the Dominican Republic and seeing a whole different side of the world that I didn't know existed. And so the opportunity to be able to continue to provide that for grad students, knowing the impact that it had in my life, it was exciting to be able to step in and work with grad students and keep that opportunity there for them.
Well, now we have a lot of background, and it's wonderful to know that you've taken that role over there at Simon Gratz. And I understood that when Mr. Franklin first started this, that it had something to do with the Queen's Jubilee, and his one of the princes was actually here. Is that right, Ms. Simone?
Yes. In 2002, Queen Elizabeth celebrated 50 years on the throne. That was a golden jubilee, so that's how this club got its name. And as honorary British consul to Philadelphia, Mr. Franklin started this program in tribute to the Queen's golden jubilee, and Prince Andrew visited and got the program launched.
Oh, boy. So you see now, students, it's all set up for you to tell me a little bit more about what this has meant to you and what kind of requirements there. I didn't ask them about the requirements as far as good behavior and all that, because you can tell me all of that, can't you, on that? Who wants to start on that? You know who I'm looking at, don't you? My audience is, this is not a television program, but I have to tell you that I have the one male, the three young women, and then I have the young gentleman, Darrell. Darrell, tell us a little bit about what's it meant to be in this program? Has it been fun?
Yes, it has. It's been really fun and really educational. I've learned to get along with people more. I've got more friends now. And I've learned that I can, I guess, be myself now. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be so shy anymore.
Oh, were you shy? Yeah. You're not shy now, are you? The microphone is right there with you. You're a 12th grader, aren't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So when you joined the club, did it have certain rules that you had to behave in certain ways?
Well, yeah, you had to be a good student. You had to have, I believe you had to have a certain grade point average.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, your buddies to the left and around the table are going to be able to just jump in on some of this conversation. We're not going to go and have I'm not going to hold you up here and let you go back to your shyness. Won't do that. Davida, you're right next to him. Talk a little bit about what it's meant to you and what kinds of things you saw as regulations or behaviors that have to be done in order to stay in this club.
It meant a lot to me. After doing the Jubilee program, I actually joined the student government. And before this program, I really didn't get involved much with my school, so it's changed me a lot. Some of the criteria were we had to go through an interview, and we had to write an essay, and we had to make sure we showed up to the meetings and that we showed good attendance and kept our grades up, but it was all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And everybody's going to tell me why it was worth it when we talk about what the outcomes are and have been of this thing now. And next to you? Your buddy?
Well, the Jubilee meant a lot to me. For me to do the same old I do every day, for me to step outside my comfort zone and to know how to communicate better and then go to another country to work with other students when we was at the...
Yeah, you went to another country, didn't you?
I'm trying to think of the school name.
That's okay. You went to a school. It's funny, we won't... Who are they?
Archbishop Ramsey.
Yeah, that's okay.
Ramsey School to work with students there, and that was a great experience for me,
mm-hmm.
to work with students from another culture and background.
Mm-hmm. Where's Archbishop Ramsey now?
It's Archbishop Michael Ramsey's Technical College, and it's the secondary education for their system. Students have succeeded or completed their high school education, and they're in between, my understanding, before they go to university level. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like a prep program to help prepare them for the university test.
Now, this is in what country?
This will be in England.
All right. So, really, it's interesting. You're talking about the students and Archbishop Ramsey, but you didn't mention the fact that you had gone across a large ocean to get to that school, right? How did you like the flying over?
Well, that was my first plane ride ever. I was kind of nervous in the beginning, but it was okay.
Just okay? Did you have a little fun on the plane after you got settled in?
Yeah, it was fun on the plane.
How long did it take to get over there? You remember?
7-8 hours.
That's a long flight. Oh, sure, yeah. And now I'm not my little buddy down there in the corner. Remind me your name again so that I know who I'm talking to.
Katrina.
Okay, Katrina. So, What was it like for you then in getting involved in this Jubilee Club?
I thought it was really fun because personally, I like doing volunteer work. So for me to get to do it, like helping other people, I just thought it was worth the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you join the club? And you all can talk to each other about this as we sit around the table here. Did you join the club because you just wanted to be better students, or did you have a goal in mind? What was it you really wanted to get out of this? What was the incentive to do all this work and be so good? What was it? What's the end product? Where were you going to go?
To England.
Just in passing, to England. So what was that like, thinking about going to England, Katrina?
When I thought about it, I was like, oh yeah, this is like something I'll probably never get to do ever in my life, so I should take the chance now and do it while I can.
Mm-hmm. And you took the chance. Why did you think you might never get to do it in your life?
Because you got to get a passport. You got to, you know, have money to go over there in the first
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something I would never thought I would ever go outside the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you did, didn't you? Well, is somebody going to tell me about what it was like landing in England, in London? What was it like there? Who's most excited about telling us this? Somebody tell the story.
It was very exciting. I was nervous at first because I wasn't sure what I would say. But once I saw, like, all the sights and I saw the people and the double-decker buses, I really got excited because I remember seeing it on TV.
Well, Davida, when you're getting ready to go, what did you all have to do to prepare in order to go to London? You didn't go right away the moment you got into the club and had that.
No.
What did you have to do to get ready to go to London? You know,
we had to do service learning projects. Mm-hmm. We had to go to meetings and gather as a group and come up with ideas. Mm-hmm. We did a book drive.
Mm-hmm.
We raise money to send over to Thailand so they can get trees to end their soil erosion.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a lot of stuff to help the world around us as far as service learning and team building before we got to go.
That's very interesting because you were actually doing things for other people before you went over to go somewhere else to see how people are and how they're doing. Is that right? Yeah. Now, Darrell, I know that you must have had a little bit of fun. I mean, with the four of you around the table are not the only ones who went on this trip, right?
No.
How many people went, Darrell? Do you remember? Or was it just a few or a couple more?
13.
13 of you? Were there any other young men along that trip?
It was one other young man. His name is Maurice Palmer.
Okay. So it was just two men and the rest of... Oh! you had a ball on that trip. Yeah. Now, I have to ask, the teachers, you went with them, right?
Yes,
absolutely. That was great. Yeah.
Okay. What was it like, I don't want to say monitoring the students, but keeping track of them? I know a little bit about taking students abroad, and that's not an easy job, is it?
Well, to be honest with you, this is my fifth year coming up with this program. And monitoring the students is always a challenge because we try to get the students on the same floor. We haven't been that successful yet, but we do nighttime walks. We do bed checks. We take away the key cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We also purposely make sure that we basically work from 7 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night mm-hmm. while we're there. And although we're visiting different places, we still have assignments that we're doing with the school that we're working with there.
Oh, my. What was it like with you, Jim?
Well, I should say we also had some help. We had some Drexel students that came along with us.
Oh, okay.
And we had three young men from Drexel mm-hmm. as well as one young lady. So we did have help from them, and we kind of traded off who was going to pull the late-nighters to make sure nobody, not that any of our students would sneak out. But pretty much, there were nights we were up till 3, 4 in the morning just to make sure everything was safe and sound because we were in a college dormitory. And we were also concerned about some of the young people in the dormitory. We had more concerns about them than our own students, just making sure that they weren't trying to entice our students into joining them with parties and things like that. So, you know, we had to keep an eye on things.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of help. So.
Absolutely. You're listening to University Forum with my guests, students and teachers from Simon Gratz High School and Parkway Northwest High School, discussing a learning experience that will last them a lifetime. And you're very, very right about that, my good friend back there, Katrina, that it is a lifetime experience. But I'm not sure that you won't do it again, because I have to ask you this question. Now that you know what it's like to step off of the soil of the United States and go to another country, is it something you would do again? Talk about it now. I don't have to call on you. Talk about it.
I would take an experience like that again, mm-hmm. to see the world and travel and stuff.
Why? Why? What is it? What is it about it?
But, well, to me, seeing London and the historical landmarks, they make me want to travel the world and look up its history and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would travel the world again.
And you said travel the world, because the world is a large, large place, and there are lots of countries out there, lots of them, right? And I know Ms. Thibone over there, you can talk about some of the countries, other countries that exist, if I were to talk with you about some of these. Would you like to see them go to some other countries as well, Ms. Thibone?
I would love to see them, now that each one has a passport. You know, the world is their playground now, to see and visit all the wonderful countries that are out there.
Yeah. And there are some other continents, yes. that I think you'd want to invite them to. All right. What was the best experience that you had when you were there? What was the most exciting experience that you had, Davida?
Well, I like when we went sightseeing. I like seeing all the sights. I really like St. Paul's Cathedral.
Okay.
Great inside. Yeah. Lots of art. It is nice. Beautiful.
Yeah. Did you see the old London Bridge is not there anymore, but there are some other things that are similar to them over there.
Yes.
What about getting to understand the people, the way they talk? Could you understand them easily? Were they easy?
Yes.
I know they speak English, but then there's English, and then there's American.
There were some that were a little hard to understand, but we got through it.
You did? Got through with it. Did you make any friends over there?
Yes, other high school students we made friends with.
Okay. Well, let's see now. What kinds of students were there? Were they in the same kind of grade levels as you saw them, about your age?
I think they're great.
The system is a little different. But
yeah.
The system is different. They're older. So mm-hmm. the students were older than them. They would have been 16 and 17 and 18 years old, whereas our students were basically 15 and 16.
Could I dare ask how old the students are around this table? Anybody not willing to give their age? What about you, Katrina?
I'm 16.
You're 16?
What about 17.
You're 17. And David?
I'm 16.
And I'm 18.
You're 18. All right. That's not that far off. You know, could you see yourself ever studying abroad like that? Could you see yourself studying in a different country? Or was this really a study experience?
I could.
You could?
I know that London has a really good fashion school there, and that's what I want to major in, is fashion. So I would love to go over there and study fashion.
Fashion, yeah. And then you need to go across the a little bay there and go over to France, to mm-hmm. Paris, where they have some great things going there too. Absolutely. Well, what are your goals actually? What is it that each of you see? He said he wants to do fashion work. What do you want to do, Davida?
I'm not exactly sure what career I'd like to pursue, mm-hmm. but I would love to go to college. That's my goal.
Mm-hmm. You have another year to get your college stuff together, right?
Yeah.
Because you'll be a senior. Are you going into the senior year, or you're 11th grader, right?
Yeah, I'm an 11th grader. Yes.
So when, what does this is, this is, well, we won't talk, this isn't going to be, this is going to be an ageless program, because we're going to play it again and again. But anyhow, you'll be going on, you want to go to college, that's for sure.
Yes.
Okay, Dominique?
Well, I also want to go to college, but I do want to major in law.
In law? Okay. Well, tell me, why do you want to major in law? I wish you had listened into the show that we just came off of. Talk a little closer to the mic and tell me why you want to major in law.
Well, I like to argue and prove my point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think taking law would be the best place for me. And then I like watching court TV.
Okay. All right. Before we leave today, you might have a little chat with Mr. Andrews, who you met earlier. Yeah. Okay. My friend around the end, Katrina?
I like to be a medical examiner.
Why?
Because I find it fascinating. Like, studying a body to see how people die. It's
Oh, that kind of a medical examiner. Now, you didn't say you want to be a coroner and you want to do autopsies. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. That's serious business. They need good people to do that. Now, in going to a different country, were there any other kinds of things that you saw there that you might want to do or be? Better yet, tell me what happened over in London. You didn't just tell me. Tell me what happened. What happened? Go ahead.
When we first got there, we went, we got settled, then we started sightseeing. Before we left, we were each assigned a place to talk about once we got there. So each of us knew which place we had to do. We had to also help everyone else get to the location, so we had to learn how to use the tube.
And that tube means?
It's our subway, basically.
Yes, see, they've got it going right. Go ahead. The tube is the subway. Go ahead.
Then after that, we go to dinner, and we started to prepare to go meet the students at the school there. We showed them a PowerPoint presentation, and they showed us one as well once we finally met.
What kind of a presentation?
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. Oh, the PowerPoint. Did you take computers with you, by the way, or was it over there?
Yes, we had laptops, and they had computers as well, laptops and equipment.
Mm-hmm. How did that go? That's been interesting.
It went very well. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed seeing their project, and they enjoyed seeing ours.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the project that you presented there?
We presented our project on how to prevent soil erosion in Thailand.
Mm-hmm. The one that you were talking about, the Thailand one.
Yes.
How do you prevent soil erosion in Thailand?
By planting trees, because trees, they trap the soil with their roots. And if there are no trees, then the soil just erodes when the flood comes. It just washes away. But trees, they grab it and they hold on to it.
Mm-hmm. So it's the kind of thing that you can learn a lot just in knowing that?
Yes.
What was their project that they presented?
They did a project on street safety, crossing the street, because they have a lot of accidents because the cars there go speedy. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to make sure that people stop getting hit. So their project was on safety and street crossing.
Did you pick up any ideas to bring back to the city of Philadelphia in terms of speeding and crossing streets and traffic? This is real problem in some parts of the city.
Yes, Roosevelt Boulevard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a very, very, very serious situation. Mm-hmm. So you started exchanging project information. What happened after that? Whoever, you keep talking, Dominique. If they don't want to jump in on it, you keep right on talking. The rest of you add to it.
After that, that's when we broke up into groups. We all worked together, and we all had to pick a certain site in London and do a research project on it.
What was the site that you picked to do a research?
My group had...
It's okay. While you're thinking, somebody else say what their site was.
I had Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. Oh, yes. Okay. So, what was Stonehenge like?
It was hot that day, so it was really kind of hard to concentrate.
Mm-hmm. But with whatever concentration you were able to pull out that day, what did you find out about Stonehenge?
That nobody really knows exactly how they got there.
And they are what?
They're big rocks that's like 20 tons apiece.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know how they got there?
I don't know. They broke off each other and they fell and they're laying on the ground in different places.
Mm-hmm. Kind of exciting to see something that's been there so long, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe you didn't think so. You just saw a bunch of rocks. Well, what was your project?
Mine was Hyde Park.
Hyde Park?
Yes.
Okay. What was that like?
It was like a really huge park where a lot of people were at. We were walking for a while because we were looking for Prince Albert's memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't find it until we actually left. It was farther down than we expected.
Well, you had a good walk, huh? It's a nice park, isn't it? It's a nice park, huh? Yeah. So what else?
I had the Roman bath.
Oh, wow. Did you get to see much of that?
Yes, it was nice.
Talk about what is it?
Well, it's a museum of the Roman baths that used to exist in England, or outside of England in Bath, because it's separate from England.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like their suburb. Mm-hmm. It was nice. they showed you how the Romans used to use the hot springs to bathe and relax themselves. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Did you know that Fairmont Park here in Philadelphia had some natural springs at one time? I'm sure some of you may know, may not.
Actually, I don't. I'm sorry to say.
They're not baths. They're not baths, but the water is so pure. It used to come right out of the rocks going up Lincoln Drive there. So, but as you think back, though, what about this experience was so exciting that made you do all this preparation? Because how long did it take you to get yourself together? Isn't it a whole year? And how long did you stay over there?
Two weeks.
Okay. But what made it so exciting for you that you were willing to do all of that? And you're back now, and you had to report on this, right? Did you write some papers after you came back at all? Nothing? They didn't make you write papers. You're a nice teacher.
We believe that they worked so hard while they were to get to that point and while they were there that they really and truthfully didn't have to do anything when they returned. Our expectation is that they would do something within their schools.
Mm-hmm. And while they were there, every night someone was up till 1 or 2 in the morning. we kept a blog so that people back home could check the blog out.
Did you really?
And so they would have to write their report really right there for that day, what we experienced, what we had gone through. So they kept the record that way.
That's a wonderful experience, a wonderful idea, too. Let me ask the teachers now. What's your thought about what this program means to you and your schools and to students like the ones around this table and others who may yet to come? What do you think?
It's amazing because, in my opinion, I just finished getting off the internet last night with a couple of students who have already been through this program. One student is at Penn State. Another student is at the University of Pittsburgh, Titusville. I'm still in contact with the students who have gone through this program over the past few years. And most of them are at various different colleges. And I think the impact of this program has helped them understand that they can do anything. Katrina mentioned something earlier to us when she was talking about going through Outward Bound, learning how to rely on herself, learning how to do things independently, basically is something she didn't realize she could do. And I think part of the setup for this program is as you go through that year, the students do realize that there's more to life than what I thought. And this experience is teaching me things that I never knew before. And part of that means that they're breaking away from their comfort zone. They're moving into the point where they're saying that there's a future for them. And over the past 5 years, this is what I've been able to see. The students are everywhere. It's a beautiful thing. There are students who write from all over. I know one student who was in Iraq, and I'm really hoping that eventually she will tell me. I'm hoping that she's okay. But the students are everywhere. Most of them are in college.
Well, that's wonderful. Jim?
I guess I go back to my first statement in that I see students that now see a much bigger world than what they're used to seeing. And whether they go on to college or go throughout their careers, I know that this will be a memory that they'll always have. And that it will have an impact on how they see the world. The world will always be a much bigger place to them than it was before they landed in London.
Mm. And Ms. Simone, what do you see in a few seconds?
Yes, it really is a great tool for the students to depend on themselves and also depend on others as a team and work together to achieve a common goal.
Well, I want to thank all of you for being my guests on University Forum. Mr. Darrell Womack, thank you. And Ms. Davida Newsom.
Thank you.
And Ms. Dominique Nolan.
Thank you.
And Ms. Katrina Davis.
Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
And, of course, my wonderful teachers, Ms. Rachel King Davis.
Thank you for having us.
And Mr. Jim Peterson.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you don't have to go back to Oregon in order to find all that you want to find.
That's right.
Thank you so much. I'm Jean Moore, host and executive producer of University Forum. Please send your comments or questions on University Forum programs to me by email, jemoore@wrti.org, or call my voicemail, 215-204-4376.